Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The CDC issued its first guidelines for celebrating Halloween.
And the biggest one is to avoid traditional trick-or-treating this year.
Remember the good old days when all you had to worry about was a giant shiv in your Snickers bar?
What's today?
Thursday.
Not only that, but...
Throwback Thursday.
Let's go way back.
How far back?
I want to go back to last night when I was sleeping.
I want to go back to sleep. That's throwback.
That's how far back I go.
Don't go back to sleep, okay? I need you to wake up.
Big day today.
Places to go, people to see.
Not to mention...
Tomorrow's Friday.
Well, since you put it that way...
Let's get this party started.
It's showtime.
Tomorrow is Friday.
Yeah.
I love a good Thursday, don't you guys?
Yes.
What's going on? Good morning. This is The Wake Up with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance. Hey, guys, I got to say it again. Great pre-show show.
Oh, thanks.
Buddy.
And you tipped it off, but I think throughout the day we should mention and celebrate that today is 40 years and 3 days that Lance Hildebrand has been on
Y98. Right.
So we neglected to actually celebrate it in any way on the anniversary, which means we'll be overdoing it today.
Right.
I think there's something special about 40 years and 3 days. We had to see if 40 years was going to stick. You know what I mean? And I think
my Ruby anniversary.
Is that made up or is that real?
No, apparently 40 years is the Ruby anniversary. So
really,
I'll take it.
Something tells me Intercom didn't pull off a Ruby for you this year. Is that accurate? It was like one of those candy things, which probably looks like a Ruby.
The big jewel. What do they call the ring pop?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
We'll get you some ring pops for 40 years. But congratulations, yeah. Man. That's a big deal. We all, Lance shared that on a Zoom meeting.
After the show yesterday.
Yeah. And we were all like, what?
I knew it was sometime this month, and I'd kind of been looking around for information on it, and I finally found the info Tuesday night. It's like, oh, I just missed it by a couple days. So
that's all right. We're here now, and we're celebrating in a big way. Everybody else good?
Yes.
Yeah.
All, the 40 under club doing okay?
That was a real big one.
I know. We're going to come up with something real nice to do sometime before you hit 41 years.
Ring pop.
Okay, ring pop. I think I can.
I think I have some in my pantry right now.
I know. Look at that. You came prepared.
Yeah.
Kevin probably has some in a drawer around here somewhere.
Somewhere.
not too hard to do. I got out of my cable bill.
Oh,
that's nice.
Awesome.
I canceled cable.
Oh, awesome.
So thank you to the listener that texted in with that technique, which was call them up and say, hey, I need to upgrade my service. I go through those prompts. And then when you get somebody, they didn't cancel it. They transferred me to somebody but it was much more quick than waiting an hour and a half on hold. So the bottom line is between Lance and that, I'm feeling great today. I say we put on a good one today.
You feel like you can take on the world?
I feel like I can take on the world or at least the next 4.5 hours of radio. Thursday, you know what that means.
Who on the show?
Love.
Who on the show? Bona fide or bogus?
Yes.
Both of these things happening. Who on the show with Alex Rich? Always a good time. He pulls our coworkers, lets us know what they think of us or how much they listen to the show. And then we've got entertainment schmig. We've got sports chatter, food stuffs, all the fun stuff. It's going to be a good one.
Yeah. And the weather today?
Oh.
Equally great.
Sure is. You want to hit it? You want me to? I mean,
no, I got it.
It's great weather.
It's brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. 76 the high today. Right now, 55. And with a look at traffic, 40 years in 3 days.
So this better be good.
Oh, hey, no pressure.
I know.
No pressure.
Lance Hildebrand.
Well, road conditions are not good.
Once again, it is time to take another revealing peek back into history.
Big stuff with our government, big television shows, and a big wedding happened on this day in history, September 24th. Let's go back to 1789. This is kind of a big deal because we actually had a big thing happen yesterday when we laid to rest Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. On this day, the first Supreme Court was established by President George Washington.
Oh, wow.
Any guesses on how many judges we had on the court at that time?
Three.
Five.
12.
11.
Six.
Oh.
Just six. And it wasn't until 1869 that Congress finally set the number of justices to nine. And that's the number we still have today. So that happened on this day, 231 years ago. Let's look at some big shows that premiered 52 years ago, back in 1968. Here's the theme.
60 seconds.
60 seconds.
60 seconds. That if, no, that's the show that Kevin and I do at the beginning of this show.
Yeah, yes. Pre-show show.
Oh, 60 minutes. I didn't realize it until then.
Yeah. It debuted on CBS. Been going strong for 52 years. Man, and that's a game changer as far as any type of news show and how that, you know, has broken so many big things, you know, in pop culture, in political, you know, in the political world and everything. But that debuted on this day in 1968. 43 years ago, a little show happened that a lot of people got to be guest stars on ABC. Love Boat premiered in 77.
Some of Burt Convy's best work, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Guest starring on the Love Boat. Mm-hmm. He did some great stuff.
Man, and so many. I mean,
elevated the whole cast, frankly, if you ask me.
I mean, it was weird. It was a good way for ABC to showcase their stars on their other shows.
Yep.
Not really a lot of, you know, I wouldn't say spinoffs or stuff, but you saw, like, you know, the cast of Happy Days would be on there, or the, you know, Charlie's Angels or other things like that would show up on the Love Boat. And then it was always back-to-back with Fantasy Island. That's what I remember watching, you know, when I was
Which also was chock full of guest stars,
yes.
Right? They were both kind of, it's mm-hmm. very similar formats, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That happened, as I said, 43 years ago today. A show that you are not a fan of at all, Tim, debuted 13 years ago on CBS.
Math, science, history, unraveling the mystery. It all started with a Big Bang.
Hey! The Big Bang Theory premiered in 2007, ran for 12 seasons, and then had its farewell here just last year.
And I don't... Go ahead, Lance.
I was going to say, Tim, why are you not a big fan of that show?
I was going to say, I don't detest it like I do. You know, we talk about some of the musicians I'm not into. I don't know. I don't.
It just doesn't resonate with you?
It doesn't resonate with me, yeah. And it's just, it was the most popular thing on the planet for a while.
Yeah.
And I just thought there were better, smarter things out there. But it's fine. I give it a fine.
On a scale of 1 to 10, it's a fine.
I'm not passionate about it like I am the musicians I'm not into, and maybe certain other shows. But it's fine. It's fine.
And then your big wedding on this day, 15 years ago. Do you guys remember when Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher were secretly married on this day?
No, it was a secret. I definitely don't remember. No one told me. I was definitely not on the guest list.
You know, we were all rooting for them.
Yeah, it's weird. They split up in 2011. I can't believe that they've been, you know, apart that long. But it's been 9 years. The divorce was finalized in 2013.
Well, and she talked a lot about it in her book, which was very interesting. Well, and he cheated on her. What, was he in a hot tub?
Oh, yeah.
Might have just been a time machine, though.
Right.
Nah. With somebody famous or just some?
With some, like, 20-something-year-old girls. But she talked, I mean, her whole book got into it.
And there's,
like, the unraveling of the marriage.
They're still friends, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I know she's still friends with her first husband, Bruce Willis. And then now Ashton has moved on and has married
Mila Kunis.
That's right. Yeah. And they have a couple of kids, right?
Mm-hmm. They do.
Yeah. Yeah. So all those things happened on this day, September 24th.
I was trying to come up with a That 70 Show reference. And then I was like, wait a minute. I've never seen that show.
You've never seen it?
Here and there, because it got syndicated a bunch, but I don't know that I've ever watched an episode.
So, Kelsey.
I wish them the best as well. Like you did all. Gabby Barrett and Charlie Puth. It's I Hope on Y98. This is The Wake Up with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance.
Such an interesting time right now that we're in, and over the last 6 months, so many things have been canceled or just changed. This weekend is the first event that I'm really participating in the past 6 months, I guess. It's Pedal the Cause. It's virtual, so there's not going to be this big gathering of people at Chesterfield Amphitheater like there normally is. I'm the MC, so we are doing this virtual program on Saturday night, and I'm going to be by myself in a theater filming the program that then streams live to everyone who participates in the event. So that's going to be a first for me, right?
Yeah.
I have something similar coming up, and I was just talking to Tom Ackerman because he's done a few too. I'm glad that you're doing one before mine so I can hear about it.
Yeah. So it's the first one I've done, so it's uncharted territory, and I'm super excited because, you know, I've been pretty great the whole entire 6 months, and just this week, my face decided, let's throw a couple zits on you, because seriously, no one's seen you in 6 months. Let's just have a big one right above your lip, one on your forehead. I'm like, sorry, can you hear that pig in the background? That's my dog.
Oh.
I'm just like, of course I'm getting a giant. The first zit I've had in 6 months is coming 3 months before I'm going to be, or 3 days before I'm going to be
on the screen.
Right, yeah, yes. On the screen as opposed to being on a stage where, you know, you're, even though you're hosting the event, you're not right in people's faces.
If it were like an event, like in years past, no one would see me. I would be hundreds of feet away. I'm going to be on people's HGTVs, HD TVs.
You never know. This thing could go big.
I know. The Property Brothers might be watching.
Jen, I would take advantage of it. I would pivot. I would raise money for cancer with a portion of the proceeds going to dermatology. You've got to use what you've got. That's my advice.
Oh, it's going to be interesting.
The Schmig. Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On The Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
It's Entertainment Schmig. I am Jen Myers, and it's brought to you by Club Fitness. Celebrate 37 years with Club Fitness and join with 37-cent enrollment. Okay, some happy baby news. Gigi Hadid and her boyfriend Zayn have welcomed their baby. It's a baby girl. No word on the name, but Zayn posted a little picture yesterday of this little teeny tiny baby hand holding his finger. He said, our baby girl is here, healthy and beautiful. To try to put into words how I'm feeling right now would be an impossible task. The love I feel for this tiny human is beyond understanding. Grateful to know her, proud to call her mine, and thankful for the life we will have together.
They had a baby, baby.
They did.
That's Zane, right?
Yeah,
nice. Zane and Taylor Swift.
Great song. We got to crank that more. That's such a good song.
I know.
Congratulations to them.
I know. You know what?
Imagine this will be an attractive child.
Yeah, no kidding. Emma Stone and Dave McCary, they're married. So I talked the other day about how Emma was spotted out for the first time since quarantine wearing overalls, and she definitely had a baby bump. I hate speculating about stuff like that because sometimes you just had a big dinner the night before. But no, I think she is expecting, and they canceled their big wedding and ceremony over this past 6 months. She was spotted wearing a gold band, and her rep confirmed that they did get married. He's a former segment director on Saturday Night Live.
Mm.
So, yeah, they got engaged in December of last year, and
so did they confirm that she's pregnant, or just that they're married?
A source said that they have tied the knot.
No, but I mean, did anyone confirm that she's pregnant?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay. Still just speculation.
Still totally speculating.
Okay.
All right, Kelly Clarkson, man, she has got a lot of stuff going on. Season 2 of her talk show, she addressed her divorce with Brandon Blackstock, and now she showed up yesterday on the show wearing an eye patch.
Kelly Clarkson did?
Yeah, she said, sorry, I look like a pirate. I hurt my eye, and I have to wear an eye patch. It's so ridiculous. You have to be interviewed by a pirate today.
Oh, man. I wonder what happened.
Something got into her eye while she was filming The Voice. She said she maybe cut it. She did something. It got infected. And she said it looked like Will Smith in that movie Hitch.
She turned her chair too fast, and the producers get upset. They're like, they're blind auditions. And if you do it again, we'll take the other one.
Oh, she's like... She said she was wearing she had already picked out her outfit for The Voice, and it was all black. So then she put the eye patch on, and she looked like an assassin. Some movie character. Poor Kelly. Man. And also, another celebrity with a coronavirus story, Jack Osborne, Ozzy and Sharon's son, said his two daughters contracted coronavirus.
Mm.
Ooh. But like, the reason I clicked on this story is because he explained exactly how they contracted it, and it's something really simple. They both drank out of the same cup as someone who had coronavirus.
Oh.
Mm. And his daughters are 5 and 8. So yeah, he said, well, actually he has 3 daughters. One's 2 and a half, but the 2.5-year-old and one of the other daughters, like, drank out of the same cup, which is totally a little kid thing to do. You hear someone drinking out of the same cup as someone who has coronavirus, and you're like, well, yeah, duh, you don't do that. Oh, they were 5? Oh, yeah, they drink out of any cup that's laying around.
They want, yeah. I mean, frankly, the whole Osborne family has been dodging a bullet with this coronavirus thing. When the family patriarch is known for biting the heads off bats, somebody... It's incredible to me that they got it just from sharing a cup with somebody.
That's Entertainment Schmig. We'll have more a little after 8:30 this morning, and Lance Hildebrand coming up in just a few minutes with traffic.
I found a love for me. Darling, just dive right in. Follow my lead.
Y98, it's the Wake Up with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance. Thank you so much for starting your morning off with us. We really appreciate it. I don't think we say thank you enough. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks. That documentary is out that a lot of people have seen and are talking about. It is on Netflix. It is called The Social Dilemma. It's all about social media, how much it's changed the world, how rapidly it's changing the world. So not just the social networking sites and the impact they're having on the world in terms of elections and politics and things like that, but just the our day-to-day on our psyche, and especially children growing up who don't know anything different than this world of social media. And what they do is they sit down with a lot of people who helped invent a lot of these platforms, people who formerly, you know, either ran some of these big platforms,
right,
or were there and contributed to making them, and you know, the guy who invented the like button, the guy who invented you know, friend
people
requests,
who created
all that stuff.
Algorithms to keep you glued to your phone longer.
Do they regret doing this now?
Oh, they all do.
A lot of them do, and wow. A few of them. I mean, kind of the center of the thing is this guy who's now dedicated his life to try to say these companies should be responsible, have a moral obligation to the people for some of the damage that they're doing.
And are you talking about Tristan?
Yes.
It's Tristan.
Basically saying they need to be sort of kept in check. And right now they're saying, oh, no, we'll regulate ourselves and that something else needs to be done. And I went into this thing thinking, all right, it's going to sort of validate a lot of things that I think already and you know, just the impact. But I learned all kinds of things that I had no idea that were really disturbing.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what?
You got to watch it.
Okay.
No, just all the a few of one of the quotes from it, Jen was say this the other day, the idea of, you know, all these social media platforms are free, and the idea that if you don't know what the product is, if you're not being sold a product, then you're the product. Just
yes.
What they do with our information. So there's a whole other aspect of it, just how much they learn about us and then use these algorithms sort of against
us.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, and again, you hear those things in like the headlines. I was like, yeah, I know that. Yeah, they use information and they're, you know, marketing me stuff. And that's why these things pop up on my Facebook. But it is all a little bit more nefarious, I think, when you see this thing and sort of see what's going on. But they even say, it's not that there's a singular bad guy who's like, here's what we're going to do to America. Here's what we're going to do to people. It's just people, you know, showing up, doing their jobs, and look at all these effects. And this guy's saying, people need to stop and take some responsibility for it.
Yeah, and I think a lot of these people realized it because while they were working on all of these platforms, whether it be Facebook or Pinterest or Gmail, whatever it was, they found themselves addicted to their phones too. And they, you know, they realized like, oh, I have a problem. And if I have a problem and I'm the one coming up with the controls, what the average person definitely has a problem. But this guy, Tristan, who's the main guy, like the central character to this documentary, he's the one that created that app that we have on our phones, Moment, right? You still have it on your phone, Tim?
It's probably on there. I don't think I use it.
Well, I deleted it because it frustrated me how much time I spent on my phone. So, you know, rather than change myself, I just deleted the app and then I didn't have to think about it anymore. But I put it back on my phone because this is what he's done afterwards, making sure you are thinking more, you're more conscious in your intention when you pick up your phone every time. And it sends you reminders like you've been on your phone for 15 minutes today, and then it's like you've been on your phone for 4 hours.
Yeah, you know, you'll see that eventually. You'll get your screen time. Your screen time was up by X amount of time this week, or your screen time was down. I always look at that too, and I think, well, I guess it's better to see it down than up, right?
Yeah, down than up is a good thing. Yeah.
Whenever it sends me a reminder, I'm like, oh, I should put it down. And sometimes it's like habit that I just pick up my phone. I'm not even looking for something, but it's one of those, what is it called? It's one of those just reflexes.
Yeah.
Where like I have a pause in my day and I reach for my phone and I pick it up and turn it on.
Yeah.
Why? I don't know. Yeah. They talk about like endorphins and like the chemicals that are released in your brain that
And that the computer's designing these things, that we're no person is any match for all the algorithms and computers and science and people that are just, their goal is to keep you on it as long as possible.
Wow.
And so they can get all that information. So it's crazy. We'll talk about a phone addiction and the things we would give up for our phones when we come back. But if you've got thoughts, if you've seen the documentary, The Social Dilemma on Netflix, if you've got thoughts, text us 314-531-9898.
You're insecure, don't know what to do. I'm waiting on you, yeah, so I don't take the bait. Run away, but we're running in circles. Run away, run away, run away.
198 with Post Malone and Circles. It's the Wake Up with me, Jen, Tim, Convy, present, Kevin Berghoff.
Hello.
Yes. Lance Hildebrand?
Yo.
All right. We're all here.
We were talking about The Social Dilemma, the new documentary on Netflix, how we've seen it, and just how addicted we are to our phones and to the social media on our phones, and how that is all by design. They did a survey asking people whether they would give different things up for a month or give up their phone. You guys, if you got to choose. So I'm going to ask all of you guys. Alcohol. Would you give up alcohol for a month or your phone? Which would you rather give up?
Oh, alcohol.
Yeah, I'm not a super drinker, but I'd have to say...
Yeah, you're a super drinker.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that coconut rum. Uh-huh. Just those
thanks,
things
Captain Lance.
I would happily give up my phone.
You would? You would give up your phone over alcohol?
Oh, yeah.
Tim?
In a heartbeat. Yeah.
I don't drink, so that'd be real easy. Netflix. Give up Netflix or your phone.
Ooh.
Oh, that's tough. It's
72%,
tough, but...
by the way, said they'd give up alcohol before their phone.
You know, I don't watch Netflix every day, so I think I could give it up for a month easier than I could my phone.
Yeah, I agree.
Sadly.
Yep. Me too. 70%.
Yeah, I was just going to say, in terms of what I use most, probably my phone, so I'd probably give up Netflix.
What if I said all streaming services?
Oh.
Your Hulus, your HBOs, your Amazon, no streaming services for a month.
I still think I watch Netflix the most.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't be without my phone. I'd rather just be like, oh, I guess I'm watching regular television.
Yeah.
There's some great stuff on Grit TV, too.
Oh, yeah, I mean,
I believe it.
We probably went about 6 months between having a dish and then going to streaming services. So, yeah, that's a toss-up for me.
Yeah. Coffee. 64% said they would give up coffee for a month. That would be tough, but, I mean, you just do it. You'd adjust.
I would have to give up my phone. Well, I mean,
yeah,
I don't.
Really?
I drink tea now. I would say if it's like caffeine in general, okay, I would have caffeine. To give up my phone. I'm more addicted to caffeine than I am my phone, and I'm grumpier without caffeine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I'd have to go.
You said yes pretty quickly to that one.
Oh. Oh yeah.
Social media.
Oh, I'd totally give that up.
Well, yeah.
Me too.
Yeah,
I
would
mean,
too.
I access it the most on my phone.
Yeah. It'd be gone from your phone.
Yeah.
It's part of the deal.
Yeah.
60%.
Yeah, I probably would give up social media before I would give up my phone.
Okay. What would you rather do? A month without your phone or a month without your significant other?
Well, phone. I mean, we've spent so many years together already. Are we really going to miss... Is that on a month? It's only 30 days. No, I'm kidding. I would give up my phone.
I give up my phone.
Yeah, this is the only one that's phone for me.
Vintage tea, brand new phone, high heels on, cobblestones. When you are young, they assume you know nothing. Was there something I could have said to make it all stop hurting? It kills me how your mind can make you feel so worthless. So, before you go, sports chatter!
Oh, it's not a good sign when your pitching staff gives up four home runs. Cardinals, and by the way, your Y98 St. Louis baseball update brought to you by ExploreSt. Louis.com. Cardinals played their last road game of this 60-game regular season. They lost to Kansas City. Royals win it 12-3 last night. And next up for the Cardinals, it's the last weekend of the regular season. They will play five games this weekend, two of them tomorrow. Those five games will be at Busch against Milwaukee, and the first one is tonight at 7:15. Action's on KMOX 1120.
Now, we got to win, right?
Well, it's not going to hurt if we win. Yeah, it's certainly going to help. Yeah, we would like to get some wins, but that's a tough task. You know, Milwaukee's a good team. You're playing them five times in 4 days. It's going to be hard, but we need to notch some W's, no doubt about it.
We've been talking about... What's the magic number? Is there one?
Last time I looked, they have not put up any magic numbers at MajorLeagueBaseball.com, MLB.com.
So win them all. Basically.
Well, yeah. You know, that's the thing. If, you know, don't count on other people to get to the playoffs. You got to count on yourselves. We've been talking about the continuing adventures of the Toronto Blue Jays and New York Yankees. Another shellacking last night. These guys love to play softball games. Final score was Toronto 14. The Yankees won. In the NBA, St. Louis and Jason Tatum in Boston, they're in trouble. Miami wins over Boston last night, 112-109. Miami is now one win away from the NBA Finals. Tonight, it's Denver and the LA Lakers. The Lakers in front in that best of seven, 2-1. NHL Stanley Cup Finals. Game 3 goes to Tampa Bay last night. Lightning win it 2-1. They lead that series 2-1. Final score was 5-2, if I had that incorrect. I apologize. Lots of raves for the first public golf course designed by Tiger Woods, and it's right here in Missouri. Oh, yeah. Haynes Valley Golf Course is a little bit south of Branson. Most of the buzz is about the 19th hole. Have any of you guys seen that?
No.
No.
Wait. It is not the clubhouse. It is a literal bonus hole.
What?
Where they say you can settle your bets. It's a par 3, 120-yard hole with an island green and a waterfall backdrop. They basically chopped out a mountain and created a lake inside these kind of bluffs. I guess it looks like limestone. And it's really, really beautiful. People just are raving about it. So, yeah, you tee off and you either get on the green or you're in the water.
Wow. And is it open?
Yeah, the ceremony's on Tuesday.
Man.
So,
and Payne is like Payne Stewart, who's from
Missouri.
Yeah,
exactly. Payne's Valley Golf Course references Payne Stewart, who's from the Springfield area. So, yeah, it's just a little bit south of Branson. Not too far, really, from the Arkansas border there in southern Missouri.
The 19th hole.
And we end with sad news. Pro Football Hall of Famer Gale Sayers has passed away.
Yeah.
7 years with the Chicago Bears. His career shortened certainly by knee injuries, and technology that we have today probably would have, you know, if we had that technology back then in the late 60s and early 70s when Gale Sayers played, he probably would have played a lot longer. If you're unfamiliar with Gale Sayers, Google search him. Watch video. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're a football fan, if you're a dancer, if you admire any kind of unreal talent and ability of things you can do with your body, this guy was unbelievable.
And
power,
Lance,
yeah.
Not only that, just watch Brian's song.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Brian Piccolo and Gale Sayers. It stars Billy Dee Williams and James Caan, and it's all about, you know, Brian Piccolo's fight with cancer, but the friendship they had with the Chicago Bears. Such a great film.
Power, speed, and unbelievable ability to change direction. Like I said, Google some video of Gale Sayers and watch what this guy could do. He was amazing. The Kansas Comet, Kansas native, passed away yesterday at the age of 77. Gale Sayers, Pro Football Hall of Famer. That's Sports Chatter.
Sports Chatter!
Little bona fide or bogus up in the next 6 minutes on 198.
There's something in the way you roll your eyes.
It's time once again for Bonafide or Bogus on Y98.
Thank you, Billy. Bonafide or Bogus with me, Tim Convey. You guys know the deal. I make a statement and y'all weigh in on whether it is bonafide, true, or bogus, false. Sound good?
Yeah. Yep,
bring it.
I like to pick a topic from the week. And Tuesday, I might need to remind you, was National Elephant Appreciation Day. National Elephant Day is a different day. National Elephant Lovers Day is a different day. Tuesday, National Elephant Appreciation Day. So we're going to find out how much you guys know about elephants. You guys want to give yourselves a grade ahead of time?
F plus.
You don't know a lot about elephants?
Oh, I don't know.
Let's find out.
I'll go C. I'll go a solid C.
You're going to get a C. Okay, here we go. I think you guys will do all right. First up, bona fide or bogus. They are the world's largest land animal. Elephants, the world's largest land animal.
I think I think that's bona fide.
Yeah, because a whale would be, if it were just animal in general.
A land whale, maybe. Lance?
Bona fide.
Bonafide.
It's bonafide.
Bonafide.
The African elephant is the world's largest land mammal, with males on average measuring up to 3 meters high and weighing up to 6 tons. This is interesting. Males only reach their full size at between 35 and 40 years old. They live till they're about 70. Yeah. Bonafide or bogus. One of the ways elephants communicate is through vibrations they send each other through the ground.
Yeah, I could see that. I could totally see that.
I'll say bona fide to that.
Yeah, they kind of like stomp on the ground, so maybe.
Bona fide.
Bona fide.
They can communicate through seismic signals, sounds that create vibrations in the ground, which they then detect through their bones. So they're basically making noises, knowing that they're not going to hear the noise. It's just going to be the thing through the ground, and then they feel it in their bones. This whole segment based around my desire to hear that song. Up next, bona fide or bogus. After humans, elephants are the world's most intelligent land animals. Land mammals.
Land being the key word, because I think dolphins would also be
after humans.
I think so. They always say an elephant never forgets. So I'll say bona fide.
Who's they?
Other elephants?
I'll go with that. Bona fide.
I'll be contrarian. Bogus.
Lance got it. Bogus.
Bogus.
Guys, what about the great apes? I'm talking humans, gorillas, chimpanzees, bonobos, and orangutans. I don't know how to say
bonobos.
That.
Bonobos.
It's all this,
bonobos.
Either way, they're smarter than us. then elephants. Elephants are right behind the great apes. Yeah, now you know. Bona fide or bogus? Elephants are known to live in matriarchal social groups, so female-led social groups. What could go wrong? Am I right?
Bona fide.
It's a joke. It's a character. I like to play.
I think that's bogus.
Bona fide.
Bona fide.
Bona fide.
Wow.
Both African and Asian elephants form female-led, tight-knit groups consisting of a dominant matriarch. I am all for it, guys. Mm-hmm. Let's get on board. Dominant matriarchs.
I live that.
Nobody? Okay. Kevin's already on board.
I'm already there, man.
Kevin's living that elephant lifestyle. The elephants also, the matriarchs only let them carry cash as well. And finally, bona fide or bogus, in one day, one elephant emits enough methane gas to power a car for 20 miles.
Oh, yeah, bona fide.
Oh, yeah, I'll say bona fide.
Bona fide.
Guess you're so smart, it's bona fide.
Bona fide!
And that's another round of bona fide or bogus on Y98.
All right, I think we got higher than enough plus. Can't feel anything. When will I learn? I push it down, push it down. I'm the one for a good time call. Phones were... If the world was ending, you come over right. You come over, you come over, you come over right. If the world was ending, you come over, right?
I gotta be honest, if the world was ending, romance would be one of the last things on my mind. You know, if it was like, you got 24 hours, that wouldn't be high on the list. No offense to old J.P. Sachs.
Well,
that's how I feel.
I think he just doesn't want to be alone when the world ends. You know? That's what it means.
Again, I'd be freaking out. Running around in the streets, just totally freaking out. And that guy's like, I wonder what Julia's up to. This is the Wake Up on Y98.
Okay. This is a story about how one man's world felt like it was ending. There's a 75-year-old physicist in England, and he moved to a... he moved away from friends and moved with his wife last year so she could be closer to her sister. They moved to, of all places, Alton in England. Did you know, Kevin, there was an Alton?
I did not know that.
Well, now you do.
Do they have an Alton Bell as well?
I don't know. So they moved late last year. And then in May... In May, his wife, Jo, was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, and she died 9 days later.
Oh.
Yeah. He said they were unable to have children, and they had moved away from friends and family, and he was all by himself. And, of course, in May, you're in the middle of the pandemic, and he's in a new place with no one. So Tony is... so unbelievably sad and lonely. He put out ads in the newspaper looking for a friend and didn't get any replies. And then he had, oh God, this just breaks my heart. He had business cards made up to hand out to people when he went for a walk or went to the supermarket, just like looking for someone to listen to. Now, I know that sounds a little weird. If someone walked up to you with a business card saying, will you be my friend, you might... pause for a minute. But he just, like, didn't know what to do. He was hopeless. He didn't get a call back, so he finally decided to put up this message in his window. And it said, I have lost Jo, my lovely wife and soulmate. I have no friends or family, no one to talk to. I find the unremitting silence 24 hours a day unbearable torture. Can no one help me? Well, that went viral. And now he has so many emails coming in from all around the world that his email has crashed. he's like, I don't know how it works, but I can't open my email because there are too many messages.
Aww.
And he said the love and compassion people have shown have brought tears to his eyes. People have sent pictures of their kids, their pets, told me about their aspirations, and they say they're thinking of him. He's talking on the phone with a bunch of people. And he's already planning trips to visit some of these friends all around the world once quarantine is lifted.
That's great. And he has a new sign up. It says, can someone help me clear out my inbox?
Totally. Foodstuffs is up just after 8 o'clock on Y98.
I thought that I'd been hurt before, but no one's ever left me quite this sore.
Foodstuffs!
It's 8:05, it's time for Foodstuffs. I'm Tim Convey. Foodstuffs brought to you by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. Lots of things to cover. A couple of quick headlines. Number one, McDonald's breakfast might be gone forever. They took it away with the pandemic as so many restaurants adjusted menus, and it's kind of a hot topic, and some people are saying there that it's not coming back. It apparently, making breakfast there, those breakfast items, is a real pain. Like genuinely, like it is a lot more difficult than just the regular items, and a lot of people are, like, employees are saying, yeah, it's not worth it.
So will we still have breakfast time, or will it be gone altogether?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, we'll still have breakfast time.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, I should have been clear about that.
All-day breakfast is going away?
That is correct. I'm sorry.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
If I cause any accidents out there on the road. Not cool. I meant all-day breakfast. Yeah, breakfast time at breakfast, I think, will be fine. Other headlines, Lance and I have been exchanging
through text messages about all the places, unfortunately, locally closing down, saying,
yeah,
you know, we've tried, but we can't take it, or suspending service for the time being. Lance, some of them we talked about were...
Yeah, the couple that are...
Down? Like, so some are closing down permanently, and some are just taking a break?
Yes.
No, these are all suspensions. Bogart's in Soulard and Southern in Midtown, which are both owned by the same company, they are going to close early next month and don't plan to reopen until the weather gets warm again in spring of 2021. And you got to figure, you know, with outdoor dining, we've had good weather. But yeah, and we've talked before, too, when things get cold, what do you do? And it seems like these two restaurants are saying, hey, we're going to wait it out till the weather gets warm again. Bogart's last day of service down in Soulard is going to be October 3rd. Southern's last day is going to be October 4th. And then the other one that I had mentioned to Tim was Crown Candy Kitchen up in Old North St. Louis. Yesterday they posted on Facebook that they can't remember the last time they had a good line for lunch. These are trying times, and we're reaching out for your support. Come on down and see us for lunch. They did get 1,600 comments on that post.
Wow.
So hopefully a lot of folks will take that notice and say, yeah, let's go up there, grab some lunch. Might I recommend the egg salad sandwich or the BLT?
BLT.
Yeah, the BLT. BLT with two extra pieces of bread, because there is too much for one sandwich.
Agreed.
So, yeah, if you can get in there and support these places, they could absolutely all use it. And some more food news here. This is crazy. General Mills has basically admitted that their cereals don't taste as good as they used to since they got rid of artificial flavors and extra sugar. So they're permanently bringing back the, quote, 80s taste.
What?
Of four of their biggest brands: Trix, Cocoa Puffs, Golden Grahams, and Cookie Crisp. All four retro recipes are hitting stores now.
Yeah.
Nice.
Another big reason they're doing it, millennials are nostalgic for cereals they grew up eating, but it's a real letdown when the cereals don't taste as good as we remember. This almost makes me feel better, because how many things are there? And I would put cereal in this category that you're like, oh yeah, I used to eat that all the time as a kid, and you're like, this isn't good.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just like, well, did I not know what I was talking about? But no, you
know
knew.
What you mean?
You knew as a kid.
Yeah.
They changed it on you.
Yeah, did my taste buds change that much? No, they took out all the artificial stuff.
Right.
And especially in these times, if you're freaking out, it's like, hey, my sense of taste is getting weird. It's getting weak. You know, that's...
Yeah,
makes you wonder.
Right, yeah.
You know, hey,
not a good signal.
Is there something else going on?
Yep.
You're... So you said they're already on shelves. I feel like we should do a blind taste test with Kevin, like old cereal, new cereal.
Oh.
That is... The new cereal is actually the old cereal. The old cereal.
the one that's more delicious is going to be the old one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But anyway, I think that's pretty interesting. Another headline. We talked a while ago in the wake of the Black Lives Matter movement. A lot of these brands were re-examining things. You know, we certainly talked about the Washington football team and then some of the food things. Aunt Jemima, Uncle Ben was one of them on the list that said, we're changing the name and we'll let you know. Well, they're letting us know. Uncle Ben's new name is Ben's Original.
Huh.
And they're dropping the logo. It was the logo of a head waiter, and they're getting rid of that. So Ben's Original is the new name of Uncle Ben's Rice.
Okay.
Man, this is a sad one. We've mentioned this on the show. We talk about it. I think it was in a Things You Didn't Know that black licorice can be dangerous. You can die from eating too much black licorice. A guy in Boston overdosed on black licorice.
No!
And his heart stopped.
Oh, my God.
No!
Yeah.
It's filled with this acid that I can't pronounce, but it throws the nutrients in your body out of whack if you eat as little as 2 ounces a day for 2 weeks.
What?
And that is especially true for people over 40.
Oh, God.
Whoa.
Way to ruin my day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sorry.
No one else in my house likes black licorice, too, so it's not like I can share it. Like, an open bag is... I will probably eat the whole thing myself.
But also the idea of like, well, just don't eat too much. It's like, but is a little bit fine if it's got that stuff in there?
2 ounces is not a lot.
It's not
2 ounces every day for 2 weeks. I mean, I probably wouldn't eat it for 2 weeks straight, but I might eat too much in one sitting.
Yeah, agreed.
We're going to need you to be careful.
Yeah.
And on a lighter note, you can check this thing out at Y98.com. It is on Kickstarter right now. It's a new product that says it's going to make eating a burrito easier. Typically, it can be a little messy if you get a big fat one, right?
Yeah.
This is, picture a chapstick tube for your burrito. You put it in, you twist at the bottom, it raises and lowers.
It's like a push pop for your burrito, too.
It's called the Burrito Pop.
I love it.
You twist, comes up, comes down, makes it way less messy. If you're interested, Y98.com will give you all the links, show you how you can order one. It'll cost you $28.
And
what? Yep. And that's foodstuffs.
Foodstuffs!
The Wake Up with Jen and Tim on Y98.
Here we go.
Who on the show now?
Who
on the show now?
On Thursdays, we are joined by the great Alex Rich, our friend and co-worker. Alex polls people in the office that we work with about us. Who's the most likely to do this? Who's the most likely to do that? And we have a different variety of reactions to the answers. Alex, how are you?
Doing well, Tim. How are you? How's the house?
House is good, man. It's coming along. There's always something to do. I'm learning, and that probably won't change for a long time, but coming along nicely. Look forward to you seeing it.
Have you had the chance to mow your own lawn yet?
No. That's a long...
Let me know when you do. It's you get a lot of satisfaction out of it.
I know. It's a long story. I probably won't be, but we'll... We'll get into that some other time. I look forward to you coming over and seeing it, though, and you know, maybe even doing an Instagram Live from my place just to...
Yeah, we'll check in.
Yeah, I would really like that. What do you got for us today? Any particular topic or anything?
Today is a bit of a free-for-all. A couple relevant questions, but for the most part, pretty much a free-for-all. Okay. So we can jump right in.
Love it.
Who on the show would you trust to fly a plane if the pilot got sick? A lot of people are starting to travel again. Who do you want on the plane with you to fly it if the pilot gets sick?
Lance would know the best route.
I would agree.
Yeah, traffic over.
And I think Lance would also be the most calm.
Yeah, I kind of agree.
Yeah.
I would say Kevin, because I think Kevin is really good. No, Kevin, I think, is very good at handling multiple duties with a lot of different equipment and computers. I think he'd do fine.
Would freak out.
Yes.
Oh. And so would I.
Right. And I'd fly it too slow.
Yeah, that's also true. Yeah. It wouldn't be airborne. Yeah, Lance would be my answer.
Out.
But I don't think Lance has driven a car made before 1977, or made after 1977.
Have to pull out a knob to get my headlights.
Yeah, exactly.
I do like what Lance said, that Kevin is good with equipment, but Lance, 8 votes, Jen, 2.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't sweat that at all. I would not be the guy for that job at all.
Lance would also have a good voice to be the flight attendant as well to keep everybody calm.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Gonna experience some turbulence.
Who on the show?
Yeah.
Who on the show would be most likely to commit insurance fraud by cutting off their own hand?
Oh yeah,
oh, that story last week.
We did that story on Comics Cage Match. It's a real thing that happened. To get out of work? Is that what you're saying?
No, for insurance money.
Oh, insurance money.
Insurance money.
Yeah, Kevin.
You think? Oh, okay.
I would. I couldn't do that.
If my wife asked me.
Your wife told me.
If she needed a hand.
She's not asking permission.
I was going to say maybe Jen, but then, what? You know, she just, well, I mean, because you just broke your arm, but you, if it had been 6 weeks ago, it'd be like, well, it's broken. Let's just cut it off.
Yeah.
But now that it's healed, you probably want to keep it.
Right.
So I'm going to say Tim, because it'll keep him out of housework.
I'm curious about this one. Who took it?
So Lance, the one-handed pilot, gets 4 votes.
Wow.
Tim and Kevin both get 3.
Interesting.
Jen, no votes.
Yeah.
Nice work, Jen.
Thanks. It means something. I just don't know.
Yeah. Hey. People, hopefully you registered to vote. Who on the show is most likely to take a bribe from a politician?
What? I just filled out my mail-in ballot last night, by the way.
Good for you.
It's in the mail.
Humble brag.
Yeah, right?
And once that Nicole Galloway check comes in, you'll send it right in.
Oh, wow, there it is.
Jeez, is the first one that came up.
Again, I'm going to go with Kevin. He wanted the money.
Yeah, I think so, Kevin.
For the love of money,
I probably got a few votes here because I think people in this office think I'm
bribable.
Bribable. Yeah, they've tried before. which is silly, but at the same time, if I had to pick a favorite salesperson, Ellen Reichert is just on point. She works hard. She does what she says she's going to do. She has integrity, just like me.
I tell you what, Tim, they are bribing you.
Yeah.
Six votes.
Totally.
That is terrible.
Six votes, Kevin 2, Jen 2. I'll take that into account next time I have to
throw some money my way. Yeah.
Quick question that I took out. We don't even need to go over the answers, but the one I took out was who on the show would be most likely to cry on national television. Jen got 10 votes.
Oh, yeah.
Did you really?
Did you even have to?
Why waste your time?
last question here.
National television, local television.
Right, yeah. In my bedroom.
An iPhone. Right. Three television? Segments ago. Yeah, I mean.
Three segments ago.
On this show. Today.
Brushing my teeth.
Yeah.
Last question for you guys. Who on the show would you trust most to help you bury a dead body and never tell anyone about it?
Ooh.
Who would you trust most to help
not
you
tell
bury a dead body?
It's the not tell anybody right. That's going to keep me out of the running
but
for this.
But you also need somebody who can handle, you know.
I pictured Tim. Oh, my God!
Listen, no judgment, but listen to what Alex and I did last week.
Yeah. Tim's gonna talk about it in one of his stand-up acts. Exactly. He's gonna be like, all right, so I killed this guy one time and helped my buddy bury.
I bet Lance, because he'd know where to bury the body.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And he's strong.
Based on what?
Because you know your way around
right,
town.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You're like, best
mystery.
Best shrimp, best cocktails, best place to bury a body. You know.
They all go hand in hand, you know. Right, yeah.
I'm telling you what, Lance is the winner of the week with 7 votes here. Kevin 2, Tim 1.
Tim 1, okay.
I told you.
Tim 1 vote.
Well, Lance, if you're bribing someone, you know who to call. If you need to bury a body, you know who to call.
It's Character Assassination Thursday.
Yeah, and if you need somebody to cry about both of them. Thank you, Alex. We'll see you next week.
Who won the show?
Entertainment Schmig is up next. The Schmig. Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On The Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
It's brought to you by Club Fitness. Celebrate 37 years with Club Fitness and join with 37-cent enrollments. Okay, let's start, before we get to Masked Singer, start with a couple postponements. Black Widow and Steven Spielberg's West Side Story remake have been pushed back to 2021.
Man.
Yeah.
Are they ever going to show Black Widow?
I don't know. Because
has been just on the shelf for a while now.
Yes.
Yeah. That's not it. This is going to make you really depressed, okay? Elton John rescheduled all of his tour dates to 2022.
And isn't it a farewell tour?
Yeah.
You almost feel bad for him. He was like...
ready to retire.
Yeah. I mean, that's a few years longer.
No doubt.
The Enterprise Center show has been rescheduled for March 30th, 2022.
Oh, I'm busy. That's too bad. Okay. It has to be that night.
Masked Singer last night. They unmasked the first contestant. It was the dragon. It would be pretty easy, by the way, for you to figure out the masked dragon, because it was, spoiler alert, Busta Rhymes.
Oh, cool. Oh.
Busta Rhymes got kicked off the first week?
That hurts.
But yeah, pretty much everybody knew. They're like, yeah.
I would love to have heard. They just knew immediately. Because nobody raps like that. I'd love to have heard that.
I know.
Was he spitting verses or was he singing?
That's a good question. I didn't get a chance to see it last night, but he said it was like a bright spot in this year because it's been such a dark year. And he said he liked being a part of some feel-good energy. And he said he felt safe. Like, all the social distancing precautions they took on the show were great, and it was a fun thing to do.
Yeah, he's very likable.
I know. Tom Hanks, also very likable. He usually tops the list of, like, most beloved actors. In little, this is almost like a little things you didn't know in the schmig about Forrest Gump. So, the movie company refused to film a couple scenes that ended up in the final cut of the movie because they said it was too expensive to film. One of the parts was where Forrest runs across the country. Mm. Paramount said, no, not footing the bill for that. So Tom and the director, Robert Zemeckis, put up the money. They felt it was, like, crucial to the film. So there was that scene and another scene where they stepped up, put in their own money, but in return, they wanted a bigger share of the profits. And that is why Tom Hanks made $65 million off of Forrest Gump.
Wow. How much?
$65
million. That's pretty good. It's not like that Connery thing we talked about the other day where he would have made $450
right, yeah.
if he had just played Gandalf.
Exactly.
I think it's funny that the scene they wouldn't pay for just required a camera and a pickup truck on an empty road.
Right.
You know what I mean? They're like,
we can't do that.
Yeah, the CGI for Elvis, we got it. No problem. Bring LBJ back to life, we got it. But there's no way we can afford to shoot you running.
Yeah, right. Another song made famous by a movie, Hall & Oates, You Make My Dreams Come True. Wasn't their biggest hit when it came out in the early 80s, but they said because of the movie 500 Days of Summer, starring one of Tim's favorite actresses, Zooey Deschanel.
Siri, order Chinese food.
After it was used in that movie, it took on a life of its own, and they just celebrated 1 billion streams of the song.
Wow.
Wow.
Which, 1 billion streams, by the way, a lot like Tom Hanks, it adds up to about $6.50 that they've earned on royalties from all those streams.
That's it?
No, I'm just saying. Like, you don't make a lot of money from streams.
Hey, can I hit you with some breaking schmig that maybe you've seen, maybe you haven't?
Yeah.
Father of the Bride Part 3?
Yeah, coming to Netflix?
Is it Netflix? Okay.
I believe so.
Tomorrow?
Ooh, tomorrow?
I think it's coming out tomorrow. Yeah. With, like, the whole cast of Father of the Bride. I don't know if it's a movie. I don't know if it's a streaming, like a virtual thing.
It's a reunion.
Mm.
But oh. I don't... Yeah, Netflix confirmed that it's going to happen.
Cool.
So I don't know that it's... they're reuniting the cast, but I don't know that it's an actual film.
Hmm.
But yeah. Get excited.
I'm excited. Sorry,
I didn't realize you were such a... It threw me for a loop because for someone who loathes the film Love Actually, I'm surprised you like Father of the Bride.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Steve Martin. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Those are totally different. I don't know. I've never even seen Love Actually, so I don't know.
Well, yeah, but Tim's getting married soon. He's doing his research.
Yeah, right. That's Entertainment Schmig. More online at Y98.com in podcast form as well. And we're going to play a little Zayn and Taylor Swift because Zayn, he's a dad. He just celebrated with an Instagram post of his new baby girl.
His new baby.
That's right.
Baby.
Here he is on the Wake Up on Y98.
Been sitting eyes wide open behind these four walls, hoping you come.
Like you did on me. Y98, it's the Wake Up with Jen and Tim and Lance and then me. I'm Kevin, and we've got celebrity birthdays. Famous people born today, September 24th. Let's start off with a guy who you know best from Broadway, where he was Evan Hansen in Dear Evan Hansen. And he also was the scene-stealing magician in Pitch Perfect. And he's also got that Netflix show with Gwyneth Paltrow. How old is Ben Platt?
Will I ever be more than I've always been? Cause I'm tap, tap, tapping on the glass. Waiting through a window.
that Netflix show, The Campaign, right? Is that what it's called? Or The Election or something like that?
Yeah.
It's good. It's real funny.
Yeah.
I also watch, he's got a thing, I think it's on Netflix or Amazon, a special, like a concert special from Radio City Music Hall, and it's real well done.
Oh, cool.
Looks really cool.
Oh, The Campaign was with Will Ferrell and Zach Galifianakis.
It's like The Politician or something like that.
Oh, The Politician. I think you're right. That's it, with Gwyneth. Mm-hmm. I'm Evan Hansen and I broke my heart. 35?
37.
I was thinking younger, 34.
27.
No way.
That's what it says here, 27.
What's wrong with us? Man, 27?
Yeah. Huh. So he's not, I mean, he's 10 years older than Evan Hansen, but...
All right, your next birthday. This guy's in incredible shape, and he hosts Restaurant Impossible. How old is Robert Irvine?
This food is inedible. No wonder nobody comes here.
Yeah, but what kind of shape is he in?
Incredible
oh,
shape.
Oh, he is? All right.
He started with that.
Man.
Irvine. Yeah, he's a wild card.
52.
I'm thinking 50s as well. 56.
58.
55. All right, and speaking of incredible shape.
Incredible shape, Robert Irvine.
This guy played Hercules and then was the captain on Andromeda. How old is Kevin Sorbo?
Wait a minute. This isn't my world. Disappointed!
Well, another one of the famous Kevins.
Kevin Sorbo.
62?
62 is correct.
Wow.
Nice job.
Sorbo fan.
Woo-hoo.
Kevin fan, really, first and foremost.
Your next birthday, we had her on the show years ago to promote the sequel to her huge movie, and she was delightful. The big movie was My Big Fat Greek Wedding. How old is star Nia Vardalos?
Here, eat some rice. I don't want to... I'm good, Sam. I'm good.
You know what I'm good? I could slap you like a chicken.
57.
58.
58 is correct.
Wow. Jen's on fire.
Give me another one.
All right, let's see if you get this one.
I'm going to label this one.
Hall of Famer for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, great.
How old is the great Mean Joe Green?
Mr. Green?
Yeah.
I think you're the best ever.
Yeah, sure.
Somebody get that guy a Coke.
All right, so that Mean Joe Green commercial was like late 70s, early 80s. He was maybe 70. Got that one wrong.
72?
73.
74.
Mm. Happy birthday if you're celebrating today.
What kind of shape is Mean Joe Green in?
He's in great shape for a guy that old, and always has been.
He's no—I already don't know the guy's name.
Robert Irvine.
Guy. Yeah.
Check him out. I think he's a retired bodybuilder.
Yeah, check him out, guys. He's in incredible shape. Everybody, check out Robert Irvine.
Yeah, right. Has he aged well, Kevin?
Yes,
he's aged quite well.
Robert.
Y98, it's Thursday. We're almost there. We're almost to the weekend. It's the Wake Up with Jen, Tim, and Kevin. Lance will be back with Paul Cook this afternoon. Your weather today, it's going to be great. A high in the mid-70s. We get to 80 tomorrow. We get to close to 90 on Saturday, and then Monday is like 32. Not that cold, but it's going to drop off into the 60s.
A new study found there are so many security cameras now that the average American is caught on camera 238 times a week. That is 34 times each day. And if you travel a lot or work certain jobs, it's over 1,000 times each week. How does anybody get away with anything?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's got to be like because when you go shopping, they've got cameras there. When you...
Traffic cameras?
Yeah. Neighborhood cameras?
But your car gets totaled in the middle of Hollywood and there's no cameras around. Like that happened to me. And you, really? Yeah, you lose a Camry out of it. What are you supposed to do? My point is they're everywhere, but it's tough. But I mean, that is way more than I would have thought.
Yeah.
You're more likely to be caught by a security camera while driving than any other time, mm-hmm. 160 times a week on average. The average employee is on camera 8 times a day or 40 times a week. It's a lot higher if you work in retail. You're caught on camera 24 times a week while shopping.
Oh, yeah, because of all the, at least the front door, the front going door into cameras. The, yeah.
Doorbell and security cameras in your own neighborhood catch you 14 times a week or twice a day. And by next year, there'll be around 1 billion live security cameras worldwide, including up to 180 million in the United States.
Yeah.
You know which one I'm very aware of here?
Which one?
Is the one at the vending machine. We've got this, you know, this store, and you have to do, and there's a camera on the front, you know, because it needs to make sure people aren't stealing anything. But there's also a strange angle in the back where you never see yourself. And it's always weird for me. And that's the one that they put up on the screen when you're using it. And it's for me, it's tough because my calves look incredible from that angle. But my hairline, terrible from that angle. So it's sort of a trade-off. I always come back to the studio with mixed emotions. If I'm ever, like, you know, a little hot and cold, you can be like, ah, oh, Tim just got something from the vending machine. Yeah. He saw the angle. It's tough.
Engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.